sexual activity that us Yanks do.
No, not at all. In fact, I don't know if you've ever seen the show Fight Ipatsu Juden-chan. It's some schlocky ass like mid-2000s show. And the joke is that every time like they do the tsundere gag where like the girl gets like slapped and flies off in the distance or whatever, they piss themselves every time. And it's animated. You see it. That show was absolutely fucking shit. But it was always remarkable. Like, they got away with this? How did they get away with this? But yeah. And by the way, while I've got everyone on the line here, Toradora needs to move over. The actual Christmas anime is Princess Tutu. Like, that's what everyone should be watching every year. Though that being said, I think Princess Tutu is the hardest anime to recommend based on the name in existence.
Now, I would have agreed with that a few years ago, but I think very, very recently, people have started to appreciate the classics, kind of like what you were saying earlier, where we're going back and saying, hey, this aired, you know, 5 or 6 or whatever years ago. Maybe it's worth rewatching or watching for the first time. I think I watched Tutu for the first time in the last 365 days or so. But yeah, totally agree. Masterpiece. That one's beautiful. That's not a shit taste.
No, Tutu is god tier. I've never encountered a single person who watched it and didn't agree that Tutu was a fantastic show. And it's 25 episodes long, so you can finish it on Christmas if you started on the first. So yeah, that's the one. We should be trying to rewrite the narrative and cross Toradora off the list and put Tutu on. Or at least include it in the autism streams, because it's great.
Definitely worthy. Could not agree more. Do you have any shit takes while we're discussing?
I mean, I definitely do. I think the hill that I will die on and will always die on was that BlackRock Shooter TV 2012 was actually a good show, and people just don't agree with that, and it's fine. I've learned to accept that I'm the only one who appreciates what it was trying to do. But yeah, that's probably my hottest take, because I know everyone hates that show.
Explain yourself.
Okay, let's see. The OST is really, really fucking good.
Right, that's fair.
The animation is actually pretty good. The 2D animation stuff is just like any other show. And the 3D CG was way ahead of its time, including some absolutely incredible fight choreography. Like, you can pick any episode where the characters fight, and like what's happening on screen is incredibly interesting. There's a part where Strength, the one with the big hands, grows an extra pair of hands, turns them into a pneumatic hammer, and just starts jackhammering IBRS into the fucking floor. Then they move to an arena that's like a giant flaming Rubik's cube, and the cube just keeps turning. So they have to keep like jumping around to different parts of the cube to stay in combat. And BlackRock Shooter does the like Daikon 4 aerial surf on her own fucking cannon into Strength, and then just starts kicking her ass. And it's incredibly cool. There's another action sequence where insane BlackRock Shooter literally rips off her own fucking arm and uses it to like remotely pull a trigger. So she has like chains around her body, and she like throws her gun in the air, rips her own arm off, uses that arm remotely to pull the trigger of the gun while she's doing something else in a different location. And when that happens, like the other character that's like in her soul, I won't bother to explain all that shit, but like, it's Kanahana, and you get to hear Kanahana scream until she passes out. And it's fucking awesome. Like, that show is so slept on.